He looked really good in corduroys. He was floating down the Mackenzie in his red canoe, naked and high most of the time. I had a job watering flowers. He said I looked pretty when I did it. It was the loveliest fling that I ever had. And when he floated away, I ran beside him along the shore. Pop cans tied to a string, flying like a kite behind me. That was a good way to say goodbye to a boy. We ate barbecued moose meat and drank rum with grown-ups. I took him driving on my dirt bike. I took him to a place where there was a sofa on a cliff that looked out over the dump. And that doesn't sound romantic, but it was. I had a bathtub on the riverbank that summer, and in the mornings I would fill it with river water. And in the evenings it would be warm. And if he'd stayed, I would have washed him there. But I was running along the shore, pop cans tied to a string, flying like a kite behind me. That was a good way to say goodbye. Stayed for 3 days on his way to Tuck to Yuck Tuck. He had curly hair and the prettiest feet of any boy anywhere. And it seemed like the dream boys were the ones who kept on going, but that's the way I wanted it to be, like a dream. Letter on a wasp nest and mailed it to a new Vic. General delivery, he read it 4 times and then 6 times more, and then got drunk for 2 days straight. And he sold his canoe on Main Street and kept on moving. And I was running along the shore, running along the with shore, pop cans tied to a string.